This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, climate change. Number two, bad coffee. Because I'm a traveling musician, routine is precious to me. The coffee is a harbinger of the quality of day that I am to have. Number three, something happening to Kyle, Claire, or my immediate family.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain is expecting an area of disturbance.
Number four, sitting down like on a plane flight home and listening to the show going, ooh, you know what? You were outside of what you really are good at, Thiele. Like maybe see if that's in someone else's wheelhouse. I try and make sure that the content that I'm directly responsible for comes from, you know, a specific skill set that I'm confident in. Like, for instance, I'm not terribly funny. I'm like medium funny, if that. Medium minus funny. But I think it's important that there be funny on our show. And I think it's important that that funny come from someone that is not me. Number five, premature physical deterioration as it pertains to playing and singing. I think the only thing that would prevent me from making music, I mean, I would just be in an actual coma. And so then the nice thing about that is that I don't think I'd be worried about much. Number six, bad food. Number seven, there is a fear of missing out on my little boy's life as a result of my profession. A lot of my fears stem from things that are beyond my control. And ultimately, I feel like that is in my control. If that happens, it's my own damn fault. Number eight, sitting next to people who want to talk on airplanes. Number nine, mispronouncing things on Live From Here. Ah, what a, I hate that feeling. And so there's always a moment like, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds before the red light actually comes on and this little clock at my feet is ticking down to zero. You know, and this little chime that signifies that we are now in the presence of many, many, many sets of ears that I can't see. There's this moment of like panic right there. And then the red light comes on, you feel all these people in the room, and it all vanishes. And then you're just sort of floating in midair. And then it's done. Number 10, improperly stored sweet vermouth. Some people maybe like straighten other people's pictures. I just sort of sneak their vermouth back into their refrigerators for them. It's wine, so it needs to be refrigerated or else it rots. My My name is Chris Thiele, and these are 10 Things That Scare Me.
Chris Thiele is a traveling musician and the host of Live From Here from Minnesota Public Radio. He told us his son Cal is named after Calvin from the comic strip Calvin and Hobbes. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Any day now, I'm going to find out that there's like a 50-year-old version of being picked last for the kickball team. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
But maybe you would like mixed drinks if people were, you know, almost every martini or Manhattan or Negroni or like all these classics that require vermouth has been made with rotten vermouth. It's a terrible thing.